The kimono she'd laid out for me that day was the loveliest yet, an orange silk with a silver waterfall pouring from the knee into a slate-blue ocean. The waterfall was split by brown cliffs with knotted driftwood at the base, embroidered in lacquered threads. I didn't realize it, but the robe was well known in Gion. People who saw it probably thought of Mameha at once. In permitting me to wear it, I think she was rubbing some of her aura off onto me. After Mr. Ichoda had tied the obi, a russet and brown highlighted with gold threads, I put the final touches on my makeup and the ornaments in my hair. I tucked the chairman's handkerchief, which I'd brought from the Okia, as I often did, inside my obi and stood before the mirror, gaping at myself. Already it was amazing to me that Mameha had arranged for me to look so beautiful, but to top it off, when she returned to her apartment, she herself changed into a fairly plain kimono. It was a robe the color of a mountain potato, covered with soft gray hatch marks, and her obi was a simple pattern of black diamonds on a background of deep blue. She had the understated brilliance of a pearl, as she always did, but when we walked down the street together, the women who bowed at Mameha were looking at me. From the Gion Shrine, we rode north in a rickshaw for a half hour into a section of Kyoto I'd never seen. Along the way, Mameha told me we would be attending a sumo exhibition as the guests of Iwamura Ken, the founder of Iwamura Electric in Osaka, which, incidentally, was the manufacturer of the heater that killed Granny. Iwamura's right-hand man, Nobu Toshikazu, who was the president of the company, would also be attending. Nobu was quite a fan of sumo and had helped organize the exhibition that afternoon. "I should tell you," she said to me, "that Nobu is a bit peculiar-looking. You'll make a great impression on him by behaving well when you meet him." After she said this, she gave me a look as if to say she would be terribly disappointed in me if I didn't. As for Hatsumomo, we wouldn't have to worry about her. Tickets to the exhibition had been sold out weeks before. At last, we climbed out of the rickshaw at the campus of Kyoto University. Mameha led me up a dirt path lined with small pine trees. Western-style buildings closed in on both sides of us, the windows chopped into tiny glass squares by strips of painted wood. I hadn't realized how much Gion seemed like home to me until I noticed myself feeling out of place at the university.